Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners on this first Sunday of the new year. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to tune in to this radio station every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Does God use your family to strengthen you spiritually? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God in heaven, safely through another year, you have brought us on our way. We return our thanks to you that 2005 was a time when we could experience your grace over and over again. We acknowledge that it was a year that often our sins overwhelmed us, but your grace was stronger. And so we thank you that we can begin a new year with a new slate. And we ask, O God, that 2006, or whatever part of that year you give to us, may be used to bring honor and glory to your name through the wonderful proclamation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Savior of the world. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. There she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. For why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain and the mountain.
Friends in Christ. The family is very important in our Christmas celebrations. Obviously, you have made some real sacrifices to be together during this holiday season. And I pray that all have returned home safely to their own personal homes. If you permit me today, I'm going to be rather callous with these two words, grandpa and grandma. I'm going to use them very loosely. They represent people of the family who are older than you are. And they have a very important part if you're in your family life, if they are following out the role that God has given them to do. Today, as you look at the first Christmas, you see two biblical characters, one by the name of Zechariah and the other one by the name of Elizabeth. And both of them played a tremendous role in helping Mary and Joseph. After Mary had been told by the angel that she was going to give birth to a child, and she said to the angel, "But I'm a virgin." And he said, "So be it, you're going to give birth to this blessed Lord who is going to save so many people." Mary did not know what to do with this. And so she finally put things together and went to a lady by the name of Elizabeth. And the historians tell us that there was some relationship between the two. Therefore, figuratively, it's going to be for us in our conversation this morning, Grandma Elizabeth. She went to a little town in the hill country of Judah, and there she met Elizabeth. When Mary came into the house, the Bible tells us that the baby jumped in the womb of Elizabeth. And then she looked at Mary and she said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear." God had spoken to Mary through Elizabeth. She stayed with her for about 3 months. And you can be sure that during that time, that older lady took that little lady by the name of Mary and said, "Look, you are extremely blessed. God has chosen you to be the mother of the Savior of the world. I can't figure out why he counted me worthy that the mother of my Lord should come and pay me a visit." Can't you see that picture, friend? It's Grandma Elizabeth, who had been told that she was going to have a child, and she was way past childbearing age. But here was a miracle. God could do miracles. And Elizabeth was not going to doubt that miracle. So she said, "All right, here I am. Zachariah and I have always wanted to have a child. It was one of our disappointments that we did not have one. And now miraculously you have answered our prayers this late in life and we're going to have this child." She turned to Mary and said, "That's a miracle too. But we are not to doubt. We're not to question what the Lord has in mind for us. We are simply to do it. Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." I can't understand it all, but God is at work, and great things are going to happen. That child she bore was John the Baptist, who became the forerunner of Jesus Christ and blessed so many people as he brought them back to the Lord through his message of repentance and trust. Grandmas have a great place in our family history. How many of our grandmas have not been tremendous blessings to us? They have lived through many years of life that have been difficult. I recall my own grandma coming over from Europe, trying to make a home here in the United States, poverty-stricken, and yet she and Grandpa said, "We've got to have a church." So they got together with people from that part of Europe from whence they had come, and together a church was built. A group of people were brought together, and there we were fed on the Word of God. But the most wonderful thing was to hear Grandma say how God had protected and been with her through those many difficult experiences in crossing the Atlantic. She strengthened my faith. Grandma, don't forget that you have a tremendous role to play in your family life. And those of you who are younger, don't forget Grandma. She can bring many spiritual blessings to your life. That is, if Grandma has met the Lord Jesus too. That is not always the case. But if you have a Christian grandma, then cling to her and ask her to help you in your relationship with God. And now let's turn to the second grandparent, and this one is Zachariah. Zachariah was a little bit different from his wife Elizabeth. They had no children. He was a priest, and as I have already said, they were disappointed that they could not be parents. On this particular day, he was in the temple, and it was his turn to burn incense. And there, as he stood before the altar, it says that an angel appeared, and he was very afraid. And then the angel said to him, "Your wife Elizabeth is going to have a child. And again, many of the Israelites will be brought back to the Lord because of your child's ministry." Now, this was too much for old Zachariah. I think it would have been too much for me. We don't know the exact dates of Elizabeth, but let's say that she was 50 years old. Mary supposedly was still in her teens. And so Zechariah said, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." And then it was that the angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until all of this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper times." This is the story of Zechariah. And so for many months, 5 months, I think, to be specific, he had to bear the punishment that God had placed upon him. He was not able to speak. That's Grandpa. Grandpa, again, in a symbolical sense of the word. And I say to you, don't forget about Grandpa. Because every grandpa in this world, no matter how great he might have been, no matter how closely he might have lived with the Lord, has had his doubts. He might have been the greatest preacher in the world. He might have been the greatest pastor of a congregation. Satan always was able to win a victory, and he could doubt. So all of us could identify ourselves very, very well with a person like Zechariah. He had his doubts. We have our doubts. And God comes and forgives us, chastises us perhaps just a little bit. He did, as far as Zechariah was concerned. Then forgave him and directed him and gave him strength to move on, so that he could use that experience of doubt by saying to the younger people in his family, look, take God's word. It is his revelation. You may not understand it, but believe it. And ultimately, you will see how true it is. Now, when one looks back at the first Christmas, what is it that we see there as a family? Well, you see the Lord Jesus Christ at the very center of it all. He stands by himself. He is a God-man. But then beside him are his earthly parents, Joseph and Mary. And then a little bit distant are two other relatives by the name of Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were human beings. They were members of the family. How the Holy Spirit used each one of them, to strengthen them in their particular faith. And I wonder if there were not many times that Mary could have said to Zechariah, "Oh, Grandpa Zechariah, how thankful I am that you shared with me the doubts. For I had those doubts too. But when I knew that a great man of God like you could also fall into that same transgression, God the Holy Spirit used me." Notice the spiritual strength that they each had, and they each needed to share that the other person might become stronger. We need one another. Don't forget Grandma and Grandpa. Don't just throw away all of their years of experience of walking with the Lord. Sit with them. Listen to them. If you're having some concerns about something in your marriage or in your home or your relationship with Jesus Christ, and you have a God-fearing grandma and grandpa, then why don't you go down and sit with them? Chat with them. Tell them what the problem is, and then ask that they will be used by God to bring you those messages that you need to hear. And if we're grandmas and grandpas, I think we need to be able to share that. We need to have a personal relationship with Jesus so that we have that to share. And if you don't have it to share, then I wonder, people, if it is not right, if you're of age where the days are numbered and we have now crossed the line and gone into another new year, when we will not be the citizens of this world anymore. God will have taken us. Are we going to go to heaven? There are many grandmas and grandpas who cannot say yes to that today. Real often when I hear people say, well, these kids have got the whole life ahead of them. And that is right, and that is why it's so very, very important for us to always do the very most we can to help them be in a living personal relationship with God. But let us not forget grandma and grandpa. They have a vast eternity before God. And if the doubts continue to linger with either one of them, and they're getting close to that last hour on this earth, is it not time that we go to grandma and grandpa and say to them, I love you. I want you in heaven with me. Why not trust in Jesus Christ? Oh, I know you've gone to church all of your life. And grandpa might have become very angry about the whole thing and said, what kind of a self-righteous person is it, or what are they teaching them at the church these days? But sit there and listen. You're planting the seed. You're ministering to them so that they can be better children of God. And know that in Christ there is the promise of life everlasting. Grandmas and grandpas, as we begin another year, I ask you pointedly on the basis of the Word of God, is Jesus Christ your Savior? And are you vocal with that message around those blessed grandchildren? Let me tell you, I have a granddaughter with whom I'm in contact regularly because she's the only granddaughter that I have in the city where I live. She is a gem of a person. And I recall one day when perhaps there were words of criticism that were flowing from the lips of those of us who were older. She looked at us and said, this is not right. You shouldn't do that. That is not pleasing to God. His word tells us that. You see, it's not only the grandma and grandpa has a ministry to the children, but the children often can lead grandma and grandpa, some of them for the first time, into a relationship with him, but many times to show us how we need to have our act cleaned up and how we really need to listen carefully to what they have to say. The Christian family is a part of God's plan. We are servants of the Holy Spirit to be strengthened by one another and to help strengthen others as we point them to Jesus Christ, who has now been born and walks with us into another new year. Amen.
Fire and sword, oh,
Thank you, Father, for the family. Thank you that we can minister to one another. So we pray that during this holiday season that is now over, that we have heard the good news from one another, that we are united in that faith. And Lord, if there's a time when we could be of real help to someone who doesn't know you, be they in our church or be they in our own family or wherever they might be, grant that 2006 might be dedicated to Christ Jesus and that we be his willing servants. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's gospel message has brought you strength and comfort for the week ahead. As we come to this first Sunday of the new year, we extend thanks to all who supported this ministry with their financial gifts during this past holiday season. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. This publication contains a special article written by Pastor Larson, our executive director and board president, as well as other interesting information concerning this ministry. If you would like to receive this mailing, please call, write, or email our office. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be read or heard on the internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusaders sermons are available as well. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.